Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's 12:57 p.m. here on Sunday. What is this? This is the 12th of March, 2023. Yeah, I didn't walk yesterday. I'm still pretty sore. The day before, Friday, we arranged for junk pickup. And every other year or so, we go through the house and say, junk, 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 out, go. And we pay somebody a lot to haul it off. And yesterday was the day for the hauling, which meant Friday was the day for the getting it ready to go, which involved a lot of crawling around under things, taking apart big chunks, hauling stuff up and down the stairs. So, in addition to my walk on Friday, I did a lot of extra exercise. And add that to the 4 miles I did earlier in the week when I made the walk twice in the same day, looking for my wedding ring. The accumulated lactic acid yesterday, when I would have been thinking about going for the walk, said, really? You really want to do this? And my wife said, you really don't want to do that. And so I bowed to the pressure and stayed in. I made bread. Yesterday I baked bread while I was waiting for all of the Linux updates to take. Yes, yesterday was Linux Day. Late in the day on Friday, my new drive showed up. A matched set of 1 terabyte SSDs, for those who want to know the deets. And Saturday morning I get up and pull the old drives out, put the new drives in, and proceeded to go install Linux. And it took it didn't take any time at all for me to get Linux running. What took the time was that I was running on a wireless network with a less than optimal Wi-Fi adapter until I had enough to move back to my desk where I could plug in a wire and have a decent kind of throughput, at least in an in-house network. Getting Arc loaded up, when it took 3 hours to copy it off the USB drive where I had run the tests, and that's just copying it, and then I couldn't get Steam to recognize the copy, and I wound up with 2 copies of it on the SSD. I have 1 terabyte drive that's just dedicated to games. And I filled it with 2 copies of Ark Survival, plus some odds and ends and dribs and drabs. Stuff and things, I guess, is the approved phrase. So that was a wrestle. That took a while. And it was like 10 o'clock last night before I finally got Arc to boot up and run. And as soon as I did, all the extra copies of ARC went away. I went down to under half a terabyte for that one game. Baby. So this morning, it was like daylight savings time. So I really didn't get much of an early start on it today. It was, it would have been like 5 past 5 when I got up, but instead it was 5 past 6. And I started trying to get ARC to work. I put my old saves in. I got them to copy. I got ARC to recognize them. My old saves are all there, all of the previous work. My new bases, all my dinosaurs, all the characters. A lot of characters. Most of them are maxed out. So being maxed out, until I can get them to a position where they can gain some extra levels, either by ascending or by killing a bunch of really high level dinosaurs. A lot of times I have just said, I'm just going to start a new character, and then all this stuff that I'm slaying, all this building that I'm doing, will count towards something. And I can level up dinosaurs. I can do the breeding. I can do all the rest of that stuff. That's not going to increase levels in my high-end characters. I can just build up low end. And I have. I've built up so many. So, yeah, first thing happened was the scorched earth map wouldn't load. It would get to a certain point and then it would hang. And I was watching the system resources dribble away. Eventually, it used up all the swap space. Well, it didn't take very long to use the swap space because I screwed it up. But it ate all the memory. 16 gigabytes of memory. It'll go to 32, the machine. I just haven't got 32 gigabytes in it. I very seldom ever run out of memory, so I don't know that having more is going to make any difference. Might. Something for a later day. While I was changing drives, I also discovered two other video cards, graphics adapters in the closet. One of them is actually a really good, it's a pretty good 1070, which is the next step up from the 970 that I have or had in it. I swapped it out for a 1650, which I thought was a 1660. And I'm not as pleased with that one. I think I'm going to swap them back. Put the old graphics card back in because that one worked real well. But I'm trying to test to see if is it really better, or is it just me thinking it's better? And at this point, I really don't know. I really don't know. But I went to a character backup, a map save backup, and took one step back from the actual last time that I had logged on, and that one loaded. So while it was a step back, it wasn't starting from zero. So far, all the other maps have loaded up just fine. Haven't had a problem yet, knock on wood. So we'll see how it goes. I'm very pleased with the drives. I'm very pleased with going to Linux. I have to look. I don't know if I loaded my writing directory yet. Oops. Well, I have the technology. I know how to do it. Whoa. Ditch has no water in it. None. A little bit of ice in the bottom. That was it. I don't know if it had any in it before, but it looked suddenly empty. So, yeah, I've been geeking out over upgrading the machine. I can't use the 1070 unless I upgrade the power supply. I'd like to upgrade the power supply. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. I was joking with Evan Thomas, who was helping me over some of the sticky spots. We've started calling this machine the Ship of Theseus, because it's still the same ship, it's just everything in it is being slowly replaced. But it's been a pretty good exercise. It's been an interesting exercise for me to think about what it is that I'm doing in terms of when I'm not writing, what do I use games for, and how do they act to recharge me, to let my brain have a little rest. And I have to say, this holiday, this writing holiday, has been pretty, it's been pretty good. Not like a weight has been lifted, but because it hasn't, it's not really the way I was looking at it to begin with. But, more like stopping to take a breath. Or a drink in this case. I dropped the phone. Fell out of my pocket. And it's still recording? All right. Yes. So, yeah, it's... it's at least 67 days in a row that I worked. The my little daily punch list of things to do, time slots to dedicate to work, writing, at least writing. I split my writing time into writing and the story Bible for the first few months. And then for the last few weeks, I've been just working on getting this draft into shape so I can have it ready to go to Karen on April 1st. So I still have a couple of weeks. I still have 2-3 weeks, actually, before I have to get it to Karen. If I can get it done early and send it to her ahead of time, that's gravy. Then I can go ahead and work on the next one. The other side of that is that I probably should start working on the next one just to make sure that the transition from the old to the new still matches when I go from volume 1 to volume 2. Oh, and mailing list. Somebody pointed out to me that my mailing list didn't actually work. Sign up on my website, thehillhole.com/newsletter, didn't actually work. Apparently ConvertKit did something, and I was unable to figure out what exactly, but whatever was there before, it was supposed to have been a landing page, really nice, colorful, bright. Didn't work. And I don't know how long it hasn't been working. But I do know my signups have been pretty static for a few months. Which is probably why. So I put the old widget back on. I put the old form back on that page. And you can now join them, the newsletter. You can join the mailing list. And I bring this up because every time I talk about having a book ready for beta readers, I have people coming out of the woodworks wanting to know if they can be beta readers. And if you want to be a beta reader, sign up on the listserv and flick the flag that says, I want to be a beta reader. Beta reader. And right now there's like 500 people who want to be beta readers. So what I have to do is sort of pick 25 or 30 at random from people on that list and then ask if they want to be beta readers. And beta reading comes with one pretty significant obligation, which is you have to read the book and report back to me within a few days. It's like, usually I think I say 3 to 5 days, somewhere in there. My big problem at this point is that I have no cover, I have no title. Don't have a title. I think I'm going to use, because all of the books have sort of, all of the series have sort of themed covers. The share books, the preposition books. Ashes, darkness, fire. The smuggler's tales have run, and no smuggling to speak of. But I think I'm going to use class. I think that's going to be the word. First class. Head of the class. Or maybe class, school, and lesson. I don't know. But I've got a whole list of phrases that I'm sort of considering for what I need to have to talk about this training ship, the Marva Collins, and the three books that I'm going to talk about her. I'm going to tell her story in. Dragon here. Almost 22 minutes already. It's all right. I'm walking. I'm talking. It's really quite pleasant. It's only in the low 40s. There's a lot of clouds around, but the wind is not quite died down. But it's a lot less than it was when I came out. And I'm dressed for 30, so I'm certainly warm enough. A lot of traffic here this morning. It's actually this afternoon. Come on, get in my way. Today's haiku. Today's haiku was Willow. Took a little while. But I did do the haiku, even though it's supposed to be a holiday for writing. Haiku takes about half an hour. And it's sort of like a meditation. I'm shooting to have 365 of them at the end of the year. It's an arbitrary, silly fool. Silly kind of goal, but it's good to sit and think about words and phrases and symbols and not my book, and then put it away. So for half an hour every day, I spend some time thinking about writing 17 syllables and writing 6 or 8, and sometimes 10 haikus, trying to find the three lines that go together in the right order. So yeah, that's part of my fun day. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.